Welcome back to the Hoodcast.
The opinions expressed on the Hoodcast are those of the guests and the host. They reflect no inference or agreeance by Hood Tech Productions or Hood Tech Productions LLC or Hoodcast LLC.
The information presented on the Hoodcast is not intended to offend any race, creed, religion, sexual orientation, or nation of origin. Please listen at your own discretion.
It is now time.
It's time.
Get ready. Get ready.
Let's do it.
Do it. Yo, yo, and yo. My mic is on now, baby. What it do, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back to another edition of Hood Tech Productions, the Hoodcast. www.hoodtechproductions.com. This is Hoodcast 351. Let me fix my shit snitch real fast. There I go, right there, baby. I think, yeah, I'll fix it later. Anything, y'all. Hoodcast 351. World, what it do? What it do? What it do? Everybody in this thing, welcome to another edition. Love being here. Finna introduce the crew. Well, one of the crew. Jen E. William Biggums is out on hiatus. He has family issues. Well, not issues. He has
graduation to go to. He's graduation. At a graduation dinner.
Yeah. It's the kids, right? Yeah, his kids are grown now, so, you know.
Yeah, but they still kids because we old enough to be their parents.
Right. And he's in Howard, too, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Big ol' Biggs, you know, hopefully he tuning in and gonna listen to
Gavin me. Graduates Tuesday. My youngest son graduates. So I'm finna be out on furlough, baby. We back outside.
Uh-oh. What school you going? What school you graduating from?
Easton. Easton High School. And you know what
you out about? You finna be out. You finna have all your kids at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. So you finna implement all of those toys you had on the... Oh, shit.
And marijuana.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't think we heard you on that one. I had to stop.
And marijuana.
And marijuana.
In the form of edibles.
I mean, THC is THC. You feel me? Hey. However you want it. But shit, I'm going to tell you right now.
Listen.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you're not used to THC...
It doesn't bother me.
Well, them edibles are a whole different beast.
Well, you remember last year, 420, I gave that edible story because I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, shit.
Right. So, yeah, it's really been me fucking kids. But anyway. So, how's your week been going thus far since the last show, buddy?
Well, you know. Same old, you know, doing my thing.
You look great, though. You're starting to get back to yourself. You really are.
Yeah, I am, you know.
You still in the gym?
Of course. You know, not like I want to be, but, you know, my hood tech dude is, you know, keep me at the gym right now, especially this time of year.
Well, how often are you going?
At least three.
Well, that's not bad. Three.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, three is amazing.
But you know, I'm still, I need those other 2 days so I can... lose faster weight because what's giving me is this motherfucker.
I can't do five times. I can't do every day.
I mean, it depends. You can do five times a day, but not strenuous. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just in different body parts, though. But you can do a 15-minute workout every day.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You know what? One thing about it, I'm learning that when I get out of bed, stretch, give me some water. And then, too, just really clearing your mind, not thinking about what the spoil of the day is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing
that's easier said than done.
Get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes that's easier said than done, though.
Yeah, it is, depending on the set of circumstances. But, you know, it is what it is. But let me tell you what happened in the day of the life of Jen.
Uh-oh. Quick.
Yeah. So I went and I stopped to get some gas. And I see this guy, and he's in a wheelchair, and he has like a blanket over his lap, and he's hunched over.
Mm-hmm.
He got a cup on the side of him. And I'm one of these people, I do not keep cash. Like, I don't keep cash on me for like any certain circumstances. It's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there, I pay for my gas, And the only reason why I think I had cash is because I bought water. So I sit here, you finna holler. So I go ahead and pump my gas because I'm one of these decent human beings that don't block gas pumps. You know, that's one of my pet peeves. We'll talk about that later. So I went ahead and I pumped my gas and I circled around and I stopped and I'm like, sir, can I put some money in this cup? Do you know this bastard cussed me out?
Why he cuss you out?
He gonna tell me, do I look like I'm in need?
Oh, shit. I would have took the whole cup. Nigga, get
yeah. I'm gonna say this.
You don't need me to help you pick that shit up.
Put this disclaimer up.
I need to get that. I need to find a button. Yo, Miller, y'all need to have a way to where I can have button, a button.
Just throw that disclaimer.
Just right there. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to go through extra shit to get to that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? But since you want the, you want it, here you go. Oh, I think. Hold on a second. See, so there's some other shit popped over the world. You know, this technology shit, being an AT&T.
Thank you, dear. AT&T. Now, let me say this. In no way am I advocating violence against the disabled for what happened in this story next. When I tell you he is cussing, he is screaming, and I'm everything but what my mama named me. Right? Mm. Mm. So as I proceed to knock his cup on the ground, this dude comes out of the gas station, grabs the back of his chair, and dumps him out of it.
Damn.
And this is the guy that works there. He said, you know what, bro? He said, in your condition, in the way you look and posted up outside this gas station, look at how you looking. He's like, this woman didn't mean, this queen didn't mean no harm. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And when he's
trying to tell the dude was black.
Wow, dude dumped him out the wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair, that's right. Oh, shit.
But, you know, that's my day. Picked up food. I picked up food.
Oh, okay.
Over here out west. And as I was coming back to the house, when I left the house, there was this girl that was walking up Canis Road. Mm-hmm. And she had alcohol. And, you know, you see people walking and you really ain't paying much attention to them. So when I come back from getting food and go to the house and come to the house and give Miles his food, this, that, and the third, because Gavin is allergic to shellfish, all of it. Bless his
heart. Oh, poor boy. Poor boy.
Well, when I was pregnant, I ate a lot of it.
Man. And it's probably I hate it for people that's allergic to shellfish, man.
I do too, because that's something I eat every day. And I'm telling you, when I come back to New York, we hitting City Island. We gonna get you a mobility scooter friend, and we gonna get it done. We going to City Island.
Just had a mobility scooter. That's some shit.
So, you know we getting up
taking
there.
No shots.
No, listen. Well, we getting up there. We getting up there. Come on now.
So, yo,
when, okay. Like I said. When I was leaving, I saw her walking. Mm-hmm. I've seen her before, but I've never really looked at her closely. So when I come back, I thought a car had hit her because she was drinking when I saw her when I left the house. I thought a car had hit this girl. Mm-hmm. So she's twisted. Like her body is twisted. You know where that super stop is on John Barrow? Then you got that Exxon and then you got that strip coming down Canis.
Uh-huh.
So, that's where she was laying, like right by the dentist's office.
Damn.
And the way her body was positioned, she looked like she had been hit by a car. She had the penitentiary sandals on. It was bad. So I take my car and I get off the road and I park in the lot and I come across, and it just so happened the white lady had called an ambulance and everything. She had a first aid kit. She had gloves. A nurse from over here at Baptist, a fellow nurse, you know, this week is Nurses Week.
Happy Nurses Week, all you nurses out there. Yay.
I said, you know, whenever you come on the scene like that, hands up, stay distance. Hey, everybody okay? You state your purpose there. And the other nurse, she had just got off work. The other nurse was like, she got good pulses. She said, I really believe she suffered from alcohol poisoning. When we rolled this baby over and I looked at her in her face, gee, we are old enough to be her parent. She was a baby.
Man.
And what's so bad about it, she had gashed herself and had the glass sticking out of her. because she slipped over the curve and fell on the bottle of Crown.
Damn, it had to be Crown. Them bottles are hard as fuck to break.
But that goes to show how hard she fell. So the ambulance did come. Crown. The ambulance did come pick her up. And I'm going to say this. She got a long road to go because alcohol poisoning ain't no joke.
Boy, I think I've experienced that once in my life. Alcohol poison will make a motherfucker want to stop drinking, period.
Because that baby had dilated pupils. And the thing about it is she had drank so much, it was coming out her pores. And this is what's leading me to what we got going on tonight. Jordan Neely. That story, New York is hot.
We're going to talk about
how a man can spray a mace a man, go to jail, but you can choke a man out and the video go viral. You get to go home.
What I'm thinking. You see what I'm saying?
You know, we got some.
That's crazy.
We got some clips tonight from Dick Sucker of the Week. Oh, excuse me.
Boy. Nut Swinger of the Month. Tarzan. We're going to call his ass Tarzan from now on.
Right.
That's some shit, boy. This world and politics never cease to amaze me.
No.
World, I'm going to let y'all know, it really don't fucking matter what side they on. Because everybody going to have their agenda. Everybody, doing their own little slide. You see what I'm saying?
Me and Miles had a conversation. And you know that the top of the Constitution says, we the people, for the people, by the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that...
Now.
No, because just like the Statue of Liberty and the immigration issue, a lot of people don't realize that Lady Liberty was originally a black woman holding shackles.
Mm.
And we sent that gift back to France. They bought us a black woman with a book and a crown on holding a torch representing freedom. And at the base of her, it says, give us your tired, hungry, huddled masses yearning to be free. What we now have to realize is now in this particular season, the left wing and the right wing are all part of the same bird. Politics is a very self-serving business.
It is. Business world. Business. Wake up. Wake up.
It's a business. You know, and you know what? This is why I love when we have Tim on the show, because Tim pulls up stuff that a lot of people don't know.
Right.
Like the salaries of these mayors and these governors and these presidents and these senators, and how this money is invested into these people.
Mm-hmm.
And why not get into politics? I'm going to say this. These parties, whether they're Democrat or Republican, are nothing but corporate gangsters.
Boy.
Politicians are the biggest mafia on the face of the earth. And the NYPD
is the biggest gang.
Is the biggest gang on earth. They used to talk about the LAPD and this, that, and the third. Baby, they ain't got nothing on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Especially when they, when they use their force at will.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, one of my dear friends, she looks white, but there is a black woman trapped inside her body.
I know what that is.
Yeah.
And that schlong dong.
No, her husband is white. And he and to be honest with you.
Because he's white, don't mean she ain't got that schlong dong.
Well, yeah. But
all it takes is once.
At the same time.
It's like crack, y'all. One time and it's over.
You had to, didn't you?
This is true, though.
You can help yourself, could you?
But come on now. Hey, yo, check it out, though, for real, though. If you see a lot of white girls that, get a big one, talk about a BBC. You see a BBC type chick. You see what I'm saying?
Mac.
You notice they will Mac. Start.
Mac.
Uh-huh.
Don't come back.
Wearing big ass booty pants. And
come back.
start cussing a lot.
Please.
And
Matt.
Okay. You the one started it.
No.
Anyway, I digress. Yes.
One thing that I love about my friend group, who happens to be Caucasian, is that they will sit here and tell you in a minute. They get pinched and I'm with them, I'm gonna go down and get way more time than they are. They recognize that the color of their skin creates a great deal of privilege.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
So this circle of white friends that you have, when you go on your rant sometimes at night, which is often this is typically
they're not offended.
Oh, they're not?
Okay. Because I'm gonna tell you something now. They're the same group of white people who say, white people, I need y'all to get y'all shit together. That's the type of friends that they are. Matter of fact, and y'all have heard me say this on the show, the caucasity, I got that from one of my white homegirls.
Oh, shit.
Male sapien, believe it or not, that came from a white person. I heard a white person say that. Now, all that other stuff, y'all, is mine and it's homegrown.
That's our homegrown racism. Oh shit, world. Well, shoot, Beast is not here again, so we ain't gonna fuck out 20 minutes of your time. We're gonna fuck out like 18 minutes of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're gonna end on time tonight.
Hopefully.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
So, you know what? I'm so tired. I went to sleep at like 3 a.m.
Damn. You doing one of my numbers.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
You know, sometimes it's just them times. You get sleepless nights sometimes, you know. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then. So, well, we are fin to be right back after this video. Well, these videos.
What video are we playing?
I don't know. This let me surprise you. We'll be right back, y'all. All right,
it works.
Hoodtech presents the Hoodcast.
Like, do that.
Hey. Trout. Hey. Pull up with the top down. And I represent the rock time. Hey, puss a nigga bow down. I'ma take your bitch to pound town. The top down, and I represent the rock town. Ayy, pussy nigga bow down. I'ma take your bitch to pound town. Ayy, sliding down Ashy and some brand new Louis. Leaving my male bowling alley, I was fooling. Me and your bitch boy, and she rocking Gucci. I'ma take her to the house and watch her shake her booty. Make the bed rock, 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 rock. I can't take the head. Stop, 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 stop. Ayy, bitch, I'm from the block. Cookies at the Walmart, nigga. Yeah. She done got off that powder, now her ass and got thicker.
Yeah.
Swerving in the demon. Walk got me leaning. Somebody bitch getting fucked this evening. Ay. Pull up with the top down. And I represent the rock town. Ayy, pussy nigga bow down. I'ma take your bitch to pound town.
Pictures of a coochie. Dropping dick off in her. He ain't want me to do it. That perk make a squirt pussy busting like a Uzi. Keep your hands off me. Got a pocket full of bands. Pull it out and count it up. I left them bitches in a trance. I ain't trying to be your man. I don't want you on the fence. I'm trying to hit that pussy from the back. Clapping with no hands. I been trapping all day. Trying to tear the dough down. Nigga talking like a gangster before to get you knocked down. Top drop with them chops. Tear your block down. I ain't talking about no pussy when I'm going to pound town, nigga.
Pull up with the top down. And I represent the rock town. Ayy, pussy nigga bow down. I'ma take your bitch to pound town. Ayy, pull up with the top down. And I represent the rock town. Ayy, pussy nigga bow down. I'ma take your bitch to pound town.
Okay.
Hood Tech presents the Hoodcast.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Hey, look, bro. I don't want to rap, fool. I'm finna pull up. We gonna rap when I hit that nigga. I'm finna pull up. All right, say it.
My nigga Loki got the pissed up.
What's up, bro?
Hey, yo, Q.
What's up?
Give him something to vibe to.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. Yeah, you better tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell them foes how you changed on me. I gave you my all, but you turned your back on me. Tell them how you did speak up when they spoke down on me. Let's get into it, tell the truth, I know how hard that be. For a nigga like yourself, I mean respectfully, man, where did the love go? Even your family be cutthroat. No loyalty or respect, and that's the shit I stand for. But you live it right now, it's the chance to say shit right. Tell the truth, my nigga, or stay on the other side. Cause I'm on one, and I'm tired of hearing you swearing on his name on you a motherfucking lie. Cause I'm on one, yeah, and I'm tired of hearing you swearing on God knowing you a motherfucking lie. Please tell the truth, tell the truth, and shame the devil. Yeah, you better tell the truth, and shame the devil. Fuck it, where am I faded? I thought I never said it, but I feel so betrayed. You get no love, you hated. I thought you was my dead one. Let me talk, don't say none. I'm triggered and I'm on one. I can't believe I'm about to push up on my day one. When I've been there since day one, even being a godfather to your firstborn, yeah. But to you, that shit don't mean nothing. You ain't a gangster, you a peon. Screaming you real, but you don't know what that is. You was my brother for real. We shared one meal, when we ate at the grill. We were hurting for real, I was hurting for real. Now I'm clutching the steel, ready to kill. Tell the truth, and shame the devil. Fuck it with the real ones.
I can't hear myself neither. Oops. I forgot. You know, I be trying to. I be pushing too many brothers, but.
Are you drinking Grand Marnier today? Yeah.
Welcome back, world. Second segment. All that stuff I was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was practicing my Spanish.
So, before we begin the lunacy that we experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to New York, where we don't play, in the words of P. Diddy. So, NYC strap hanger is arrested after macing a man that was disorderly in the subway station. So, Alex Goodard was inside the 42nd Street Port Authority subway station. Now, I'm just going to share something with y'all. I've ridden on this subway. I've ridden on that particular one. So it's congested, it's heavy. It's a lot of folks in there.
All of them congested.
Heavy. Yeah, but not like 42nd. So right,
which one?
42nd. 42nd.
Oh, you're talking about
Port Authority.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because you got to think about where that runs to and from.
I think all the lines connect to that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, all the lines connect to 42nd. I learned that when I was there. And I was trying to figure out why there was more of an influx of
people
there than anywhere else. So anyway, 31-year-old Alex Gooder, he was inside the Port Authority. He got into a dispute with a 50-year-old man. This man was throwing stuff at people walking by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So anyway, he maced him, causing him to fall on the floor. Now, I need y'all to understand something. He maced him. Mm-hmm. He didn't punch him. He didn't kick him. He didn't strike him. He maced him.
He maced his ass, though.
Now, he did. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, if y'all ain't learned nothing from me during my tenure here at the wonderful, illustrious Hoodcast, that I keep telling colored folks to teach our male sapien friends to mind their business.
Boy.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Unfortunately, now, there's more. A lot of them is in the
now. Let me play devil's advocate a little bit, because you got a lot of people saying this brother should not have been arrested. Okay.
You seen some shit like that? Said that shit.
It was some people. Okay, there are people sitting up here talking about, oh, you mace somebody, you get arrested, but you choke a man out, you get to go home.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you're right. Don't get me wrong, y'all. Y'all are right. However, let me play devil's advocate here. To the brother that maced him, did he throw something at you?
No.
Exactly. So like I said, mind the business that pays you. He was throwing stuff, but he didn't throw nothing at you.
Right. So this is another.
And guess what? This is assault now.
Right. Right.
So it's like this. This would have never ended up as a news story, y'all, if it wasn't for Brother Jordan Neely.
Yes.
So I say that to say this. See, now, Eric Adams, the feckless mayor of New York. See, now, Eric, you, and I cannot think of the female senator. You are talking now, not because you saw a black man lose his life on a subway. You're responding now because we saw a black man lose his life on the subway.
No, that nigga saw a black man lose his life on a fucking subway.
Right.
Any person that saw that motherfucking video saw a black man lose his life.
Right. And the thing about it is,
now I've been trying for weeks to see the whole video. So
I've
seen the video. I seen like when he grabbed him, when he choked him down. But I'm trying to see before then. You see what I'm saying? I'm just going off
okay.
All the
I gotta send you the whole thing.
Right. So what I'm trying to say is like, okay, you seen it. No matter if you seen it from the beginning, if you see that shit halfway through the bitch, do you see this motherfucker, he can't move. And when I know you can choke a motherfucker enough to where you don't have to kill them. So by that being said, they said that.
But see, even in
he didn't mean to kill him.
No. You know? I don't want to hear that shit. And I'm gonna tell you.
How do you know he did?
I'm gonna tell. Okay, we gotta go back, because the thing about it is we can run on the hamster wheel all night long behind this. You got one situation where a man was actually causing some level of hurt, harm, and danger by throwing objects at people walking through a subway station, where if something hits somebody hard enough, they can fall on the railing, which the railing is electric. You could be electrocuted, or you could be hit by a train, or you get trapped down there trying to get out. Okay, that was a risk to others. You have Jordan Neely, and G-Mac, I will send you the video. This brother entered the train, went through several double doors on this train. This brother was having a mental break. I need y'all to understand that from the time I saw this brother in New York up until this moment that he died, he had become a completely different person. This young man lost his mother. I think he's about 15 years old. Somebody stuffed this boy mama in a suitcase. And this brother had a mental break.
Right.
And he is on the train. We talked about this last show. Yelling and screaming like the other three 4, 5, 6 billion people on this island. We see wild shit every day. Come on, I'm in Arkansas. Go down Asher and Colonel Glenn. You will see that black sister who is mentally ill with the biggest smile on her face stop in the middle of Asher Avenue with them long orangutan titties and pee. What? And pee in the middle of the street with the biggest smile on her face.
And they ain't doing shit, boy. They boy.
And they not doing anything to help her. Zero. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In this country, when it comes down to mental illness and our homeless population.
But it ain't even motherfucking about no mental fucking illness.
It's not about mental illness.
It's not about mental illness. That's what I'm like. I'm telling you like this. I'd have been choked out before. Choked out before. You see what I'm saying?
I've known you to choke out more people than actually getting choked.
But no, I'm saying I used to compete judo. You see what I'm saying? So
I know you did.
And then I've seen fighters that can choke people out. And I'm talking about big brawling motherfuckers that look like you choke, they muscles can fucking twist your head off.
Mm-hmm.
Can choke people into submission to where they pass out. Mm-hmm. Now, when you choking somebody out, you're going to feel them go limp. You
right.
feel them
and you
go
should
limp.
Know to let go.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? For him to hold that fucking choke even afterwards, that's fucking, to me, that's premeditated.
Right.
And yeah, they talking too. About how he a veteran and shit. Why is he a veteran? Did he have a mental break?
At the age that he is.
You see what I'm saying? He could have been, I don't know what his medical, his military background or career was, but they say he a veteran. So he could have had wartime. You see what I'm saying? And been in the middle of some shit. You see what I'm saying? And got PTSD. So while he was doing the shit, a motherfucker need to know when you feel a body go limp.
And my thing is this, we're really missing the big picture. And we're missing the big picture because I said, y'all are on this white boy choking him out. Y'all need to be grabbing a hold of the other two who sat here and was holding his brother's arms while he was being choked out.
Right.
And you know what? The thing about it is, it's about humanity and morality because people lack humanity and they lack morality. This is why these types of things are happening every day in every city, in every town, in every country. Because you have people who show more sympathy to a hungry stray dog than you will a human. There is very little respect, lack thereof, of human life. Very much so. And that's a problem for me.
What? Not even only that, because once he did that, it's just like Trump opened the door for just public racism.
But you know
he opened the doors for
public racism. Because I'm gonna say this.
Let me finish. He opened the doors for
Vigilantes.
Thank you. Y'all slurring and being drunk.
Well, you got that grin in you. Go ahead, friend.
Yes. So they opened the doors for what she said that day. And it's like once they open the doors for that, it's a flood now. And now they want to say, they want to put it on, you know what? I always think of conspiracy theory shit because Eric Adams been saying for the longest how he wanted to just get the homeless people off the streets and do it.
And it's working, ain't it? Because they winding up dead.
Exactly. I got a clip, y'all. I want y'all, he had a press conference yesterday. Talking about the needy. And it's crazy. Just because a dude is black and has black skin, doesn't always make him black. You feel what I'm saying? Because I think, and watching this shit, how can you say, for one, seeing with your eyes, the evidence with your eyes, say what you say about this man, how you try to squash his character off the bat. So it's going from this
we're
dude with
victim
murder.
Blaming and we're victim shaming. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say this.
You're the mayor.
And you're the mayor. Now, what also bothers me too is, and I'm pretty sure we'll never know this, you know, with Jordan Neely being in the situation that he's in, I would really like to know his family dynamic while he was out there having the drama that he's going right. through. With, I really want to know what that family dynamic is. Because I read an article today that came from the BBC, which is out of the UK, where the family was saying, we need people to know that Jordan's life mattered. And I'm going to say this. Yes, his life did matter. But whenever these types of situations happen, when people have these mental breaks, I always wonder where exactly was the family. And I'm not judging his family. I'm not, because we all go through things. We all deal with stuff.
Since you said that in the family and the mental break, this is something talking about Eric Adams, how he's saying that he blames the mental health of New York for, well, the mental health system.
Today, Mayor Adams acknowledged the city failed to adequately help Jordan Neely, the homeless man who'd been choked to death on the subway last week.
CBS 2's Ali Bellman explains the mayor's plan to better address mental health in the city and the criticism against it.
1 week after the medical examiner ruled Jordan Neely's death a homicide, the fate of Marine veteran Daniel Penny, seen holding Neely in a chokehold on the subway, is still unknown.
It is because it's our solemn obligation to assess the facts on how gravely and seriously we take that we don't speak lest we impair any investigation.
Calls for Penny's arrest are growing impatient.
We are now doing to Jordan what we did to him while he was living.
Mm-hmm.
We are dehumanizing him.
That's right.
We are not providing what he needs in death, even as we did in life.
Okay. Not providing in death as in life. So they weren't paying no attention to this dude at all. What? I mean, he had like sporadic like YouTube videos or TikToks of.
Well, he's going viral now.
Right. He's super going viral now.
Performances have.
He's super going viral now.
Yeah.
Super going viral now.
Public advocate Jumaane Williams joined mental health advocates Wednesday, demanding the city invest in the very resources that let Neely fall through the cracks. The 30-year-old subway performer had been arrested dozens of times and labeled by police as emotionally disturbed.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? The first thing they come out with is how many times he got arrested. What the fuck is gonna matter with anything? The dude is dead. What is his arrest thing?
And if
do?
You guys remember on the That's last crazy. Show, his arrest, 90% of them was for what he's doing right here in this clip, performing as an unlicensed street performer in areas that were not warranted for him to do so.
Right. Crazy.
Jordan had been in the hospital.
Yeah.
If you place someone in a hospital when they're released with no continuum of care, it doesn't really help. And we don't have enough beds, and we are now cutting the beds that we do have.
Mayor Eric Adams, who last year directed police to involuntarily hospitalize the mentally ill deemed a danger to themselves, vowed Wednesday to meet with outreach workers about how to better help those in crisis.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. He already had in his mind, already, okay, I'm finna clean my city up. You see what I'm saying? So he initiated. I remember when I saw he had initiated one day. It was cold. I'm talking about it was super cold. And you know how when you came to New York, how sometimes you see parts of the city where they have like little communities of like
tent villages,
cardboard houses and shit.
Yeah. Well, if you remember when me and you were in Harlem, they were all lined up against the street.
Right. he went to a neighborhood. I think it was East Village or what, if I'm not mistaken. And it was cold. I'm talking about it was like under 30 degrees that day. I remember. It kicked all the people out the house, out of their homes, kicked them out, right? Told all that shit. Even though if they had belongings, they threw all that shit away. It made them go into the, it made them, half of them still didn't go into the, because they couldn't forcefully force shelters. Yeah. They couldn't forcefully force them into the shelters. But the first thing they did was destroy all the property they had. And they didn't have shit. This nigga did that shit. The little bit that
they're holding on to, they destroyed.
Right. This nigga.
Jordan Neely did not deserve to die.
Adams pushed Albany to pass his Supportive Interventions Act to codify the state's role in mental health intervention.
We need the tools to get people into treatment at critical moments when they are simply unable to self-direct.
It's frustrating.
So was he unable to self-direct?
But see, here's my issue.
Unable, Eric, to self-direct?
Here's my issue. You're a part of that failed system. So where's your accountability as mayor? And what solutions are you offering with the leadership of that city in which you're the mayor of?
Oh, shit. I'm glad you said that, because now I'm finna show you this nigga's speech that he did yesterday. Now, this shit is crazy.
My fellow New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a week of strong emotions in our city.
Mm-hmm.
One of our own is dead. A black man.
Our own?
Black like me. A man named Jordan. The name I gave my son.
What?
A New Yorker who struggled with tragedy, trauma, and mental illness. A man whose last words where he cried for help. A man named Jordan Neely. Jordan's death has devastated his family and shocked his fellow New Yorkers. Today, I'm here to talk about Jordan's life before he got on that train.
Okay, now, he trying to get on the bandwagon first. You see what I'm saying? Trying to ease into, as we call it, defamation. This nigga is something else, boy. I tell you.
The circumstances surrounding his death are still being investigated. And while we have no control over that process, one thing we can control is how our city responds to this tragedy.
In other words, niggas, we ain't gonna have too much motherfucking riots out here and shit, because we're gonna stick them boys.
In other words, you lift your voice in the name of this dude right here, you can meet the same fate and be arrested.
Right. Or get a motherfucker on a train, choke your ass out, and they get away with it.
One thing we can say for sure, Jordan Neely did not deserve to die.
No shit.
And all of us must work together to do more for our brothers and sisters struggling with serious mental illness.
Hmm. Now, what are we supposed to do if a nigga on the train, fuck everything, I'm going to go to jail. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to give.
And everybody that be on the train, when you see some shit, most people act like they don't even see you because they don't want the interaction. Because people be trying to beg. You see what I'm saying? A lot of those, some of those dudes be kind of real good actors just to play that part to make somebody either feel either intimidated by them or sorry for them.
Yeah, remember that sister that we saw? She walking down the street. No shoes on, talking about, did nobody give me no money today? What you mean today?
Right. A lot of them, on some Emmy Award, Grammy, Oscar shit.
There were many people who tried to help Jordan get the support he needed.
Okay.
But the tragic reality of severe mental illness is that some who suffer from it are at times unaware of their own need for care.
Okay, so just because he suffered from severe, notice how he put severe mental health, he deserved to die? You really kind of, to me, it, Jen, please, maybe am I drunk? Is this me? It's no, like he contradicted himself. Did it sound like he contradicted himself to me?
Yes, he did.
Because you blaming it on his severe.
Here's my issue. Here's my issue, G-Mac. Let's just stop this where this is at. Because here's my issue. Instead of you talking about and bringing to the forefront a fractured mental health system, instead of you bringing to the forefront the failures of a city, instead of you bringing to the forefront the level of brutality to have a man chokehold you and kill you while two other people hold your arms to prevent you from trying to release yourself from a chokehold, you are trying to prey on the sympathy of a population by talking about A, how ill this brother was that caused his untimely demise. You know what? I'm waiting on Uncle Roland Martin to tear this nigga new asshole.
Right.
And then, I don't mean no harm. At this moment, Eric Adams, fuck your kids. I don't give a fuck that your son named Ford Adams. What the fuck does that have to do with this shit? See, you get to hug your son every night.
Right. I guess that's the way, you know.
No, he's trying to humanize himself.
Exactly.
He's trying to create a level of compassion.
But
now, I'm going to say this.
Let me ask you this real quick. If you think about what went on with that versus his initiative to do that initiative to, like, forcefully, and he can say all he wants to, it's not forcefully, to forcefully get the homeless people and put them places. Don't it seem like a conspiracy, some type of, like, hush-hush?
Yeah, it is.
Conspiracy type shit.
It's something
because think about it. Exactly. Because all of a sudden, this is somebody that's going to cause it. They know it's going to cause some uproar, right? It's apparent that this nigga murked this dude. For him to, like, just walk how he did, it makes you think it's got to be something, somebody higher up.
I'll say this, and Biggs is not here, but you know, you have the guy that killed him, who is a veteran. Mm-hmm. The attorney that this guy has gotten to represent him, Republican, ex-military, and he has a political agenda. We're getting towards election season. We have people preparing and gearing up to run for president. The tide is getting ready to change. How interesting that you pick this attorney. And this attorney is the type, the one that, and I cannot think of the guy's name, y'all forgive me, but the attorney that he hires plays to win and he don't play fair.
What attorney plays fair?
None of them do. But see, this dude takes it to a whole ugly level.
Because the only hope he has, which is the first thing that they always do, they kind of deframe his character. That's the first, the only, they got to make him look as
and
bad
my thing
to the
is
public
this.
As they possibly can.
He said severe mental illness. Nigga, you a shrink? No, for real. Like, who are you to advocate for this? You get
the
what
mayor?
I'm saying?
The mayor, the celebrity mayor.
Instead of you saying he's mentally ill, no, you can't just say he's mentally ill.
But
severe.
Right. To me, that shit is out the window because people don't realize how many severely, true, severely mentally ill people there are in this city that be on that train that did worse of shit than Jordan did. You'd be surprised, world, if you ain't never been to New York City, bless you. If you ain't never been to New York City, you will be surprised at the shit that you see. If you get on that train, especially at 42nd Street, you will always see something that you be like, damn, I gotta pull my phone out for this. You will always see something like that. You will see
You got some clips too.
Right. You'll see you in the city, Harlem. Like, I always say that song, The Freaks Come Out at Night, is get the Harlem.
They walk around during the day.
They working, but shit, at nighttime, whole different ball game. You see what I'm saying?
I think
you'll be surprised. You got niggas in the daytime, especially it's hot, that just lay down in the middle. They be laid out in the middle of the sidewalk, right?
Well, I saw that when I was there.
Crested feet. I'm talking about in the middle of people walkway, so you gotta either walk around them. You see what I'm saying? And scratching on themselves and stuff. Yo,
you know what though?
And the police be right there looking at them.
Yeah, I mean, when I was when I was in Times Square, I literally saw cops step over people laying on the sidewalk. And I'm gonna say this: I saw the worst during the day. I saw the worst in New York during the day.
It's niggas that, you know, be cussing. Look at, I'm talking about, I just seen niggas be coming on there, and you know they be having skits when they be, excuse me, my such and such, I just broke out of jail. Oh no, not broke out. I just got out of jail. I don't have no money. I'm coming around. I love God. I'm trying not to go back. I'm trying to do something, make something right of myself. So you know what I'm saying? Like, people try to intimidate people. And I just seen dudes look niggas in the face, like, trying to deep on, like, nigga, you don't give me no money, but deep on your ass, some shit like that. And nothing happens to them?
Nope.
But you get...
But you know, one thing that, you know, in doing some research, Mac, and how other countries handle people who are mentally ill. There is a video that has gone viral again, and this is a train system, and once again I'm talking about United Kingdom. There is a train system, and in this train system, this man became irate. And no, this man was not African American. This guy was white. But you got these UK police officers that's a little bit older than me, you, and Big's sons. And they were able, without force, without pressure, get this man off this train and to the hospital without ever cuffing him.
Was this man our color?
Mountains of Caucasus. Remember, I just said he wasn't black. But there have been other cases in Canada, the UK, and other countries dealing with people who are mentally ill, where these people were not harmed because you have an establishment that has had so many clock hours of mental health training. Now, I do not want to contradict myself. There have been moments where in my line of work, I've had to physically restrain a mentally ill person to keep them from hurting me, staff members, or themselves.
But they were physically aggressive, right?
Yeah, they were physically aggressive. Now I'm gonna say this: I'm not finna sit up here and see Todd over here smearing shit up against the wall and come out of nowhere and just blitzing like Bill Goldberg.
Oh shit!
You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna sit up here and choke slam Seth because he's standing in the middle of the hall screaming because he want another Jell-O. I mean, I've had patients run down the hallway with a rolling chair with their clothes in the seat of the chair, butt-ass naked at 2 a.m.
Yo, crazy. Well, let's go to we're finna go on another little music break real quick. We kind of run over, want to do a little music break before we do our final segments in this thing. We shall be right back right after these songs. We'll be right back, y'all.
Hoodtech presents the Hoodcast.
They try to
Live it up till my days is done. Cause it ain't fun to stay on one. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of moving and shaking. So leave it or you can take it all the way to the top now. Summer, summer, confirm it all. Confirm it all.
Yo, summer every day in this damn thing, baby. We have returned. Third and final segment. Usually we have two, maybe three songs, though. But, you know, we kind of put a little over with the conversation we had on the second segment, which can go for ever.
Yeah, I mean, we're like hamsters on a wheel with this thing.
And it, you know, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. And we're truly not going to know how this is gonna go until long after he is arrested. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he's gonna post bond.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that the trial is gonna start right before election season.
Boy. Boy, don't you just hate, don't you just love politics? Me don't. I've been telling people, wake up. Yo, it's crazy. On that, let's go on and get these rental statements on out the way, Jenny. Since you are the lovely lady empress of the hood deck, you can go first. Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. One day, the only thing the poor will have to eat is the rich.
Is you talking about cannibalism?
Mm-mm. Go look it up. One day, the only thing that the poor will have left to eat is the rich.
Now, y'all know I would eat anything cooked. I don't know if I can eat no human.
Oh my God. But you eat booty noodles.
But they're not human.
It comes from a sweat, sweat, Mac.
But they're not human. It's like you advocate to eat human. You know, ever since I
you
said,
you know what?
Just as I see Eli with the shakes.
You know what? Y'all, let me change my random state. Because he done went to a very, very horrible, dark place.
No, I didn't.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's it. That's all.
I can do so with that too, but you're all right. If my random statement world is, you know, I've been thinking about this all week. And this is a real random statement. And it just popped in my head one day. I'm like, I wonder, what is Mike Tyson's munchie food?
Say what?
What is Mike Tyson's munchie food? Because when he first got out the pen, right, he was big. Even when he did the Dango movie, he was kind of fat, right? Mm-hmm. But now, he lean, he right. He right for his age, 50. He got forearms. He smoked weed all the time. And when you get the munchies, when you smoke weed, you go get the munchies. So I wonder, like, how this nigga be looking so good and he smokes all fucking day long. Fire shit, too.
Yeah, I mean, he has his own strand.
Right. He got his own farms.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say this. I wouldn't mind investing. I swear to God.
I wouldn't mind investing. What the hell is he eating? Or what the hell is he taking to keep that weight off him like that?
But you know what? This is also a man that works out twice a day, 7 days a week. Well into his 50s.
I understand that though, but what I'm saying is he don't eat because he smokes.
But he also does not eat meat.
There's a way or a strand out there that can totally kill the munchies. Please, world, put it in the description. Let me know because I need that. Because every strand I smoke, no matter what time, if it's got 10 seeds, you get munchies. But this man obviously has a secret that I need to know the answer for. Because Mike Tyson, no homo, but Mike Tyson look good. You see what I'm saying?
He does.
In his 50s.
He does look good.
And we all know
I'm going to say this. Mike.
Choo-choo train.
Mike Lennox Lewis.
I don't know if Lennox Lewis smoked like that, but I know.
No, Lennox looks Mike great. Tyson. We're talking about in terms of physical form. Lennox looks great too.
Right. Yeah, they do. And because of they of Mike Tyson, particularly physical form, and how he smokes weed, because he smokes way more weed than me. I know he do.
I mean, Mike smokes constantly.
Right. What are you doing, Mike Tyson? Please let your boy know. That's what I want to know. And on that note, world, thank y'all for coming through.
We'll see y'all Monday.
We'll see y'all Monday. Biggs, hopefully she'll be back then. And we shall, hey, some tell me we're going to talk about this shit again. It's going to be something new.
You know, newer things are coming out. You know, especially there are some things that are coming out about the family dynamic. What happened with his mother being stuffed in the suitcase. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure
y'all informed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be come out.
With Trump, y'all talk about Trump. We're going to talk about this.
We got to talk about George Santos next week, if that's his real name.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yes. Oh, and, Mr. got indicted.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank y'all for coming through. We'll see y'all Monday.
All right.
Have a hood day, y'all.
Have a hood day.
Have a hood day.
Hood Tech presents the Hoodcast. Hood Tech presents the Hoodcast.